这一次的招聚我们到主的跟前来。那么弟兄们、弟兄姊妹跟我的交通呢，是盼望在一些基督徒最基本的属灵生活上，能够建立好的习惯。我们知道一个人呢，在地上生活，是不是蒙福，是不是有功用，是不是能够享受神所有给我们的供应和祝福，跟我们生活的习惯有直接的关系。我们感谢主啊，我们每一个蒙恩得救的神的儿女，我们不再是照着我天然生命的喜好、倾向和习惯生活了。我们里面有了一个属天的新的生命，而这个生命，保罗告诉我们说，这个生命就是基督自己。所以在哥罗西书第三章里面，保罗告诉我们说，基督是我们的生命。那么我们要借着这个生命呢，在我们肉身生活中培养出一个好的新的习惯，啊，我们称这个叫做属灵生活的习惯。啊，那么这一次在 DC 的弟兄姊妹们和我交通呢，啊，大家的感觉，啊，给我的提醒，给我的方向，啊，那我就在主面前寻求了有12个题目和
弟
弟
兄，
兄。
你要让那个出镜翻译一
哦，
下。
对不起，对不起，我完全忘记了。啊，出俊弟兄，抱歉，哈，我完全忘记。你可以
我都记下来了。I was writing it down. So, good evening, brothers and sisters. As Brother Boyz mentioned, after we have gathered, finished studying the book of Song of Songs, took us half a year to regather, and this time, our brothers and sisters from the two congregations wanted me to share the fundamental basics of how to live a heavenly life, how to live a spiritual life. After we were baptized and accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we no longer live according to our own desire and flesh. We now have a heavenly life. And as Paul mentioned in Colossians chapter 3, Christ is our new life. Most of it.
我们借着这个，在我们里面的新生命，就是基督是我们的生命。
So now, because of our salvation, our Lord Jesus Christ is our new life.
我们借着这个生命啊，我们盼望培养出一个好的属灵的生活。
Through this new life, and we hope to develop this brand new heavenly spiritual life.
啊，所以这一次，这12次的交通，我用了一个题目叫做"在基督里生根立基"。
So we're going to have 12 fellowships, and the overall theme will be called Rooted and Founded in Christ.
成为一个属神的人。
Become a heavenly person.
Be a man of God。
Be a man of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们得救了，我们是属神的，但是我们要活出属神的实际。
After we're saved, we're a man of God, but we have to live accordingly.
我们要活出这个属灵的实际，必须要在我们身上有一些属灵的操练。
If we want to live according to the Spirit, we must have the spiritual exercise.
这个属灵的操练在我们身上成为我们的属灵的习惯。
This type of spiritual exercise will become this habit that's within us.
如果一个习惯在我们身上稳定了、生根了，它会成为我们新的性情和性格。
When a habit starts to become stable, start to grow on us in a way to say, now this becomes one of our characteristics.
这样子我们才能够显出我们是属神的人的实际。
in that way, we can show to the rest of the world that we are men of God.
今天晚上呢，我要和弟兄姊妹交通一个题目，叫做喜爱神的话。
This evening, the topic will be called Delight in the Word of the Lord.
我相信弟兄姊妹们已经在家里都预备了。今天我要交通的是诗篇第一篇。
I would imagine brothers and sisters prepared today, the passage will be coming from Psalms chapter 1.
所以今天晚上交通的题目就是诗篇第一篇第二节的第一句话。
So tonight, our main passage for tonight's fellowship will be the second verse of Psalm chapter 1.
Delight in God's word.
Delight in God's word.
爱神的话语。我把这一篇先读一下。
Let me read it altogether.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。出俊，请你一节一节你翻译好。
Blessed, this is the translation of Darby version. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of wicked, and stands not in the way of sinners, and sits not in the seat of scorner.
为喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
But he delights in Jehovah's law, and in his law does he meditate day and night.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时后结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
But he is, and he is as a tree planted by brooks of water, which gives its fruit in the season, and whose leaf fades not, and all that he does prospers.
个人并不是这样。乃像糠皮被风吹散。
The wicked are not so, but as the chaff which the wind drives away.
因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。
Therefore, the wicked shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of righteous.
因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
For Jehovah knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish.
今天晚上呢，我用这一篇的诗篇和弟兄姊妹呢，交通两个重点。
So tonight, through this passage of Psalm 1, there will be two emphases.
第一个重点呢，我要讲到神的话语和我们属灵的生命。
The first point would be God's word and a spiritual life.
第二段呢，我要和弟兄姊妹交通到神的话语和我们的行事为人。
The second will be the word of the Lord and how we walk. How we walk.
好。我们首先呢，看见在诗篇第一篇，主用一棵树来描述每一个基督徒的属灵生命。
So as we can see in Psalms 1, our Lord is using the tree of life to describe how we can grow.
He likened our spiritual life as a tree. 那么我们知道一棵树要长得正常。
As we know, if a tree want to grow normally,
要长得健康。
Want to become healthy.
要长得茂密，就是它的叶子，枝叶是茂密的。
If you want the tree to be lush, like sumptuous, luscious.
而且能够结出丰盛、丰满的果实。
It can also bear fruit abundantly.
这棵树必须要有好的生长的环境和条件。
The tree must grow in a good environment.
我们感谢神呢，在自然界你看见啊，神为植物啊，为树木预备了非常好的环境和条件。
Praise the Lord. As we can see in the nature, the Lord has prepared good environments for trees and plants.
像在创世纪第一章里面，当神把陆地和海洋分开以后，
as we see in Genesis chapter 1, as the Lord has separated the water and earth.
那么神就说地上要发生青草和结种子的菜蔬并结果子的树木各从其类。
Let me read it.
在创世纪第一章第十一节。
Genesis chapter 1, verses 11, if you can go to the Bible. And God said, let earth cause grass to spring up, herbs producing seed, fruit trees yielding fruits after their kind, and the seed of which in them, on earth as it was so.
我们看见这些植物出现在地上之前呢，神先把那个环境预备好。
As we can see, before plants were appear on this earth, God has prepared this good environment.
好，我们现在有一点生物或者是植物学的常识的话。
If we understand a little bit about botany and plant science.
好，我们就知道这个植物它们要生长的好，环境中至少需要三样的必要条件。
If you want to grow a healthy, nice plant, you need three conditions.
好，我想我们的初中生可能都知道。
I think middle schooler knows it.
第一个需要有阳光。
Number one, you need sunlight.
第二个需要有空气。当然，空气里面最重要的对植物来讲是 carbon dioxide, 是二氧化碳。
The second thing you need is air, which the most important part about the air is carbon dioxide.
那么第三个呢，就需要有水。
The third is water.
好，我们看见这是植物生长的基本的条件。
So as we can see, this is the basic condition for any plant to grow.
那么现在神用一棵树来讲到我们属灵的生命。
So now our Lord has described our spiritual life as this type as a tree.
好，我们从诗篇第一篇里面看见了，神已经为我们预备好我们这个属灵生命要成长需要的一切的环境和条件。
As we see in Psalms 1, our Lord has prepared all the needed matters for us for our spiritual life to grow.
好，我们看见了这个阳光。就是我们的主耶稣自己。
The sunlight represents our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
也可以这样说，这个阳光就是我们亲近主，我们真的摸到了神的同在。
You can also say this sunlight represents that the moment we truly have grasped, had touched the Lord, and has touched the presence of the Lord.
那么那个水是什么呢？
So what is water then?
我们知道圣灵的滋润，叫我们能够得着供应。
We know the Holy Spirit is like the water which supplies us.
那么神的话语就好像那个空气，也好像那个水跟空气的结合。
Then the word of the Lord is either just the air or the combination of water and air.
神为我们供应了生命成长一切所需要的。
So the Lord has supplied all of the matters that we need for our life to grow.
神做了他那一面。
Our Lord has done his part.
那么我们这些蒙恩得救神的儿女们呢？
As the saved sons and daughters of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不能就是消极的被动的坐在那里等神来祝福。
We shouldn't passively sit in here waiting for the blessing from the Lord.
我们有我们该在恩典中该尽的本分和责任。
There are duties and responsibilities we must have at this in grace.
弟兄姊妹们，那么这一个本分和责任呢，就是我们在诗篇第一篇里面讲到的几件事情。
Brothers, sisters, the duties and responsibilities are the ones that's been described in the Psalm 1.
如果我们明白这些本分和责任，
If we understand the responsibility and duty,
我们在主的面前肯好好的祷告，好好的操练。
And if we can pray and we can exercise our duties and responsibility in front of our
这样就能够帮助我们在主面前有一个对的生活，有一个好养成一个好的习惯。
Then we can have a good, we can have a good habit. We can have a good life in front of our Lord.
在诗篇第一篇第一节里面给我们看见，我们要远离，我们要逃避，而且我们要害怕。
In Psalms 1, verse 1, we can see that we should stay away from certain things. We should not be in the way of certain things, and we should be afraid of certain things.
刚才我们祷告的时候，我们就听见有姊妹把这两句话祷告出来。
As we were praying before, with her sisters has said these two verses.
啊，她说呢，不从恶人的计谋。
She said, not in the counsel of the wicked.
啊，我们。这个圣经里面讲到不从恶人的计谋。
As the Bible said, not in the counsels of the wicked.
Not follow the counsel of the wicked. 这个 counsel 就是人的思想，他说给你听，人的这个表现，他给你看。
So, counsel here really represents people's thought and how what they think about, and they will act to how they think about.
弟兄姊妹，我们要求主啊，让我们学会分辨，并且来远离。
Brothers and sisters, we should pray and ask our Lord to tell us how to tell the difference between good and bad.
他说不占罪人的道路，告诉我们说，在我们的行为上，我们不要去跟他们一起。
In the verse also says, stand not in the way of sinners. Also means, let's not be with the sinner.
那么亵慢人的座位呢，我们不要坐。告诉我们说，我们不要像他们一样习惯了，就停留在其上。
Sit not in the seats of the scorner really means you should not sit in the seat and wait for the blessings to come.
这些的逃避，这些的远离，这些的害怕，不去摸，不去看，这还是消极的。
So when we think about this, not in the way, stay away from and not sitting, this is also kind of passive.
我们积极的一面呢，在第二节他说要喜爱耶和华的律法。
But more, in verse 2, we have seen that the Lord wants us to do certain things. We must be motivated for it.
Yeah, in the positive side, the word of the Lord encourages us to be delighted in the word of Jehovah.弟兄姊妹们，我们的经历告诉我们说，我们信了主可能有挣扎，就是当我们读圣经的时候，我读不下去。
Brothers and sisters, our own experience has been telling us that there will be some struggle with our walk with our Lord. That sometimes happens when you couldn't read the scripture.
我相信在 DC 弟兄姊妹比我们好，你们都很爱慕。
I believe brothers and sisters in DC are better than us. You guys really desire to
work with us. 我自己在服事中啊，听见好多弟兄姊妹告诉我，他说伯弟兄啊，我晚上睡不着觉，一拿圣经读我就睡着。
In my own service, I've heard brothers and sisters told me that, oh, brothers and sisters, I suffer from insomnia, but the minute I pick up the Bible, I fall to sleep.
这是我们天然人啊。我们的本性，我们的喜好不在神的话语上。
So this is coming from our own nature. That's not within the word of the Lord.
所以在诗篇第一篇的第一节、第二节，弟兄姊妹，我们需要祷告。
So brothers, this is through Psalms 1, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, we should pray.
怎么祷告呢？为着自己，我们把自己真实的光景告诉主。
For ourselves, and we should open up ourselves completely to our Lord.
如果我们想要喜欢读主的话语而读不进去，其实这是一个起点。
If you desire to read the word of the Lord, but you couldn't get into it, but this is the beginning point.
怎么起点呢？我就感觉主啊，凭着我自己，我没有办法。
How come this is a start? Well, through yourself, you couldn't do it.
那么在我读圣经的习惯上面，我如果不得着主的帮助，我是没有办法。
It really means that in trying to develop a habit of reading the scripture without the help of the Lord, you can't really do it.
我们若感觉到在读经生活上自己的办不到，
If you feel you couldn't live this, you couldn't practice the scripture reading life,
我们感觉到自己贫乏，
If you feel you're lacking,
我们感觉到我需要主的帮助，
If you realize you desire the Lord's help,
弟兄姊妹，我们好好为自己祷告。
Brothers and sisters, pray for yourself.
我在年轻的时候啊，带领我们的一位老姊妹常常讲，弟兄姊妹，我们很会为事情祷告，但是我们不太会为自己祷告。
Brothers and sisters, during my young years, I've had this elderly sister who's leading us. And this sister said, Brothers and sisters, you guys are so good at praying for things, but you're not good for praying for yourself.
我们会为别人代求，求这个，求那个，求病得医治。但是我们很少为自己属灵的益处在神面前祷告。
You pray for other people. You pray for people to be healed, pray for them to find a job, and this and that. But you don't really pray for your own spiritual life.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有有的时候着急到一个地步，在主面前很痛苦，说主啊，为什么别人都可以读圣经，为什么我读不懂，而且我不喜欢读呢？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever reached the point when you pray, you're so embarrassed and say, Oh Lord, other people understand the scripture, how come I couldn't?
我们要求主帮助我们能够先有这样的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, let's pray that we can start with this prayer, this type of prayer.
而且每天我们要来读圣经的时候，我们求主说，主啊，安静我的心，让我能够进入你的话语里面。
Every day we should have this type of prayer. The Lord, oh, every single day I should be able to enter into your word.
我们这样祷告，主会除去我们里面那些搅扰我们专心读主话语的事情。
Oh, if you pray like that, the Lord will remove things that bothers you, that stop you from praying and reading the scripture.
主会赐下对主话语的胃口赐给我们。
Our Lord will give us this appetite to desire His word.
而且主会啊，借着他的话语，让我们经历他话语中的奇妙，来吸引我们读他的话语。
And through our Lord's word, He will let us experience His own marvel and let us get into His word.
我也知道有一些弟兄姊妹，他们从小就是一个很认真学习的人。
We know certain brothers and sisters are very serious about their studies in a young age.
只要他觉得他该做，虽然他做得很为难，但是他肯认真的去做。
Even though they know they don't want to do it, and they don't feel like doing it, but they still have to do it. They do it with their heart.
我们中间就有一位这样的姊妹，她信主以后，有人跟她讲，你应该好好读圣经。
There was this brother after he was saved. Our Lord has somebody said you need to read the scripture carefully.
那么有一些弟兄姊妹呢，就大家组联合起来，我们一起每天在网络上面交通一下我们最近读经这个范围和进度。
So every day they're getting on like Zoom or some services. They talk about what they have read this week or today.
比如说他们要四个月读一遍新约。
Like if they want to finish reading the New Testament in 4 months.
那我们姊妹就参加了这样的一个读经的小组。
So our sister has participated in this scripture reading group study, small group.
她就好好的把圣经，新约圣经读了两遍，三遍。
So she read through the New Testament from cover to cover twice.
她后来做见证说，她说我读啊，没什么感觉，就像是好学生，该读书就读书，但是这个书跟我之间没什么关系。
So when she did her testimony to us, she said, well, when I was reading it, I don't really feel like it. I feel like school reading. There was no feeling into it. Like, okay, I'm a good student. I'm going to read it. No problem.
但是主知道他的心。
But our Lord knows our heart.
因为那个时候他读经啊，他只是羡慕做基督徒，他还没有重生。
At that moment, our Lord knows that she kind of wants to be a Christian, but she wasn't born again at the moment.
感谢主，他主让他经历了重生。
Praise the Lord, the Lord has let her experience being born again.
那么他信主一段时间那个日子里面，他其实遭遇很多打击和痛苦的事情。
After she was saved, she had experienced some tremendous amount of just disaster in her life.
他说读圣经对他来讲就是做功课。
She said, well, reading the scripture is like doing my homework.
有一天早上，这是去年，他接到他女儿在纽约给他打电话。
She got a call from her daughter last year from New York.
他女儿告诉他说，妈妈，我得了新冠肺炎。
She said, Mom, I caught COVID.
他心里很难过，做
这种事情
不能在他身边，也不能帮什么忙。
This is really sad, simply because she's not with her daughter, she couldn't help out.
其实那一年开始，就是去年开始的，他遭遇了，这是他第三个大的打击。
For that sister, that was like the third major event happening in her life.
那天早上，他不知道怎么起来工作。
For one morning, she got up, she don't know how to start working.
那天，他说他要拿起圣经来读的时候。
That day, she said she picked up the Bible and tried to read it.
忽然之间，圣灵在他里面说话。
All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit within her spoke.
说因为患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望就不至于羞耻。
The Spirit recited Romans chapter 5. I'm familiar with it in Chinese. My English is... Sorry.
Romans 5.
It is, and not only, but also we boast in tribulation, knowing the tribulation works endurance, endurance experience hope, and hope does not make you ashamed.
是的。天，当圣灵把这个话说在他里面。
In that day, our Holy Spirit has spoken to her and recited that verse.
他所有的这个阴霾，所有的难过，通通都出去了。
All the sadness, all the depression within her were gone.
里面呢，反而被主的喜乐充满。
At that moment, she was filled with the joy of the Lord.
不仅那一个时刻。
Not only just that moment.
那一天他出去工作的时候，他说，好像主不停地把这一句话说在他的里面。
The day she went out to work, and she, the Lord kept repeating this verse to her.
从那一天以后。
From that day.
他每次来聚会，脸上都是带着笑脸，笑容。
She came to every single Bible study and every single service with a smile on her face.
她也交通过，她再读圣经的时候不一样。
She said, after that event, reading the scripture feels totally different.
弟兄姊妹，主把对他话语的喜爱赐给我们，每个人的经历可能都不一样。
Brothers, sisters, the moment our Lord has given the desire for his word to us, we have experienced different things.
但是你我若是真心的跟主说，主啊，求你把这个喜爱你话语的心和那个度量胃口赐给我。
If you sincerely tell the Lord, the Lord, please give me this desire, please give me this appetite that desires your word.
弟兄姊妹，神是听祷告的神。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord listens to our prayer.
神是做奇妙工作的神。
Our Lord does marvelous work.
我自己在侍奉中遇见过好些的人，起先呢要叫他听见证，他很喜欢，叫他听故事，他很喜欢，叫他读圣经，他就读不下去。
In my own service, I've experienced certain brothers and sisters like to hear stories and testimony, but the minute we ask, hey, can you read some scriptures? This they don't want to.
我认识一位弟兄。
I knew this brother.
他的姊妹告诉我他的先生是怎么改变。
His wife told us how he was changed.
他说我的弟兄他是一个科学家，在一个美国很著名的实验室里面工作。
This brother is a scientist. He works in this famous laboratory.
他是一个科学家，也是一个工程师。
He's also not only a scientist, he's also an engineer.
啊，他所以工作是很费脑筋，很累的。
So the work desires a lot of brain power.
他没有得着主赐他喜爱神话语之前。
Before he has received the desire for the word of the Lord.
他信了主，但是他回到家，每天回到家，这个是大概30多年前的事情。
This happens maybe 30 years ago. So after he arrives home from work.
那个时候还没有手机哈，还没有 internet.
There was no cell phone, there was no internet.
那个时候回到家，他说我的先生呢，我只看到他前面两张报纸，看不到他的脸。
So I see my husband sitting on the couch with a two piece of newspaper in front of
him. 他的报纸从最大的标题一直读到最后最尾巴。
He would read the newspaper from the biggest title all the way to the end.
但是主在环境中改变他。
But through circumstances, our Lord has changed him.
他姊妹说：“现在我的弟兄啊，回到家呢，走到厨房来都抱个圣经在读，低着头在读。”
But nowadays, this brother, the sister said, my husband nowadays will come to the kitchen with the Bible in his hand, start reading it.
我想我把他名字讲给大家听，应该没有关系。
Maybe I can share whose name was.
这是今年西岸特会啊。我帮他翻译的那位弟兄
is Brother Peng. I translated for him in the WCCC.
对，他信主的不早，他1970年代才信主。
Brother Peng accepted the Lord in the 1970s.
1970年，快80年的时候才信。
At the end of 70s.
而且他信了主以后，天天都看报纸。
But after the Lord, he accepted the Lord, he read the newspapers every day.
后来有弟兄们跟他谈到这件事，他真是把这个带到主面前祷告。
But one day, certain brothers had spoken with him about this matter, but so he really sincerely brought that up to the Lord and prayed.
为喜爱耶和华的律法。
We need to find delight in our Lord's law.
这个喜爱是一个神圣的喜爱慕。
This delight here is this holy delight.
It's holy desire.
The desire, holy
desire.
It's coming from our Lord. So we should pray.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们光是为着明白圣经的道理和知识，你可以像做学问一样去读圣经。
So if you just want to understand the knowledge of the Bible, you can be a scholar.
那是地上的学问。
But that's the knowledge from earth.
我们知道有一些神学家，他可以讲圣经，但是他不爱神的。
There are certain theologians that we know can teach Bible, but don't really love God.
或者他不认识神。
But they don't know God.
但是一个喜爱耶和华律法的人，这个喜爱是从神赐下来的，神圣的爱慕。
But the ones who delight in our Lord, in Jehovah's law, that desire is coming from heaven. It's from our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我盼望从今天开始啊，今天晚上每一个弟兄姊妹睡觉前都到主面前认真的祷告。
I hope, brothers and sisters, every single one of us, before we go to bed, we pray in front of our Lord.
主啊，求你把对你话语的爱慕赐给我。
Lord, please give me the desire that so that I can love your word.
把喜欢读你话语的胃口赐给我。
Give me this appetite that I would love to read your word.
让你向我证明你的话语的宝贵和真实。
Let you show me how precious and how treacherous your word is.
让我经历你话语所带来的奇妙。
Let me experience the amazing side of your word.
神把这个喜爱他话语的神圣的爱慕赐给人以后，
after the Lord has given you this holy desire to us,
弟兄姊妹们，我们要持守 我们要培养这一个喜爱的生活。
Brothers, sisters, not only we should hold fast, we should also develop this practice.
我想我们在教会的生活里面有一个很重要的，就是大家同声的来读主的话。
So then one of the very important things is in our church life, we should read the word of the Lord together, loudly.
我很感谢主啊，中文圣经呢，直到今天，许多弟兄姊妹仍然用同一个版本。
Praise the Lord for the Chinese Bibles. We all use the same version till today.
直到今天，大家都是用和合本。
Until today, we use the Chinese Union version.
所以呢，讲中文的弟兄姊妹们，很容易大家同声的、大声的来读圣经。
So for the Chinese speakers, it's very easy for us to read the scripture together loudly.
好，我们有一位弟兄啊。他有一段日子被公司派到中国大陆去工作。
There was this brother, for a period of time was sent to China to work.
他到了大陆的一个城市就参加当地的聚会。
Went to a city in the mainland China and participated in a church.
那个聚会年轻人很多，也有一些教授啊，一些老师们。
Lots of young people was in that gathering. There was also some professors, some teachers.
他回来告诉我们说，他伯弟兄那里的弟兄姊妹啊，他们主日没有人讲道的。
When he came back, he told me, "So, Brother Paul, there was no one preaching on Sunday."
他说呢，因为带领他们开始那个聚会的是一个外教。
Because the one who started this gathering was this a foreign teacher.
是一个教外语的一个。一个老师，他是一个基督徒。
It was this English as second language teacher who's also a Christian.
他在那里就带着他的学生们信了主，他们就一起聚会。
And he led all his students to Christ, and they all started this gathering.
但是这一个基督徒呢，他也不善于讲道，他就告诉弟兄姊妹说：“我们呢，从马太福音开始读，把它背起来。”
But this brother.Are not really good preachers, so he said, "Well, let's just start reading the scripture. Let's start memorizing it."
所以他们每一次主日就是读一段圣经，然后大家一起祷告。
So for that gathering, the service goes like this: they will read a scripture, then we'll start praying.
圣灵就开始在他们生活中做工了。
And the Holy Spirit start working in their lives.
后来这个外教要回他自己的国家去了。
And so that English as second language teacher went back home.
他就跟他们讲，你们不要把这个好习惯改掉哈。
And he said, don't give up this good habit that you have developed.
你们把新约读完就从旧约创世纪读起。
After finish reading the New Testament, just go back in the Old Testament and start doing Genesis.
所以我们弟兄说，伯弟兄，那个聚会的弟兄姊妹对圣经好熟啊。
So that brother told me, oh, brother, boy, those brothers and sisters in that gathering knows the Bible so well.
而且每次聚会他们都能够引用一段圣经来证明主在他们身上的工作。
And every single gathering, they can also cite a verse from the Bible and just show that the Lord has worked within them.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们很基本的一个生活。
Brothers and sisters, this should be a fundamental life.
所以我们呢，在一起聚会或者个人呢，有时间有空的时候最好是大声的读圣经。
So, brothers and sisters, if you have time, let's just read the scripture audibly.
我认识一位服侍主的弟兄。
I knew this brother who served the Lord.
他蒙召的时候，因为他在社会上已经工作好多年，年纪已经不轻了。
When he was called into service, he has worked in our secular world for a while.
所以有弟兄们就建议他。说你要好好的在主的话语上扎根了。
So, you know, with his advanced age, certain brothers said, "Brother, you should really be rooted in the word of the Lord."
那这位弟兄啊，我以前每次去他家，我都看见他早上起来他就大声的读圣经。
For this brother, every time I go to his home, I'll see him read the word loudly, word of the Lord loudly every morning.
而且他。把他读的圣经就录下来。
He also record what he reads.
把他做成了这个 档案呢送给在国内好多乡下没有圣经的弟兄姊妹们。
So he recorded what he reads and to give it away to people in rural China who couldn't get a Bible.
啊，到现在当然他不这样做了，他圣经对他来讲已经相当熟悉了。
He no longer does that nowadays because he's so familiar with the word of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是喜爱耶和华律法的一个表现。
Brothers and sisters, this is the appearance of finding Jehovah's law in delight.
好，所以保罗告诉新约时代他所服侍的教会。
So for Paul in the church that he served in the New Testament,
他也告诉他的真儿子提摩太。
He also told his true son Timothy.
啊，你看他在哥罗西书、在以弗所书，他都讲，特别哥罗西书，他说要将基督的话语丰丰富富存在你们的心里。
So in Colossians it says to keep the word of the Lord in your heart abundantly.
那么在聚会的时候呢，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对唱、彼此相劝、彼此的服侍。
And in service, you should use the psalms, the hymns, and the praises to talk to each other. To
我们猜想啊，第一世纪的弟兄姊妹们呢，他们的诗歌就是圣经的话。
In the first century, our brothers and sisters, their hymns are the word of the Lord.
保罗告诉提摩太说，你在教会服事，第一要以宣读神的话为重要的事情。
Paul has told Timothy, like, the first thing you should start your service is to read the word of the Lord.
那么我这些是我们在日常生活里面教会要培养好的这个读经的风气，我们该用该做的。
So in our church life, this is what we should do if we want to develop a good habit of scripture reading.
弟兄姊妹，第二个哈。我们在个人的生活中或者彼此做属灵同伴的，我们要一起来把主的话存在心里面，记在心里面，叫做背圣经。
So brothers and sisters, we should, in our own personal life, we should keep the word of the Lord in our hearts. That's why we need to memorize the words of the Bible.
我们在波特兰弟兄姊妹起步的很晚。
So in Portland, our brothers that started kind of have a late start.
但是最近因为有一批新蒙恩的弟兄姊妹，他们爱慕学习侍奉。
But because this newly saved brothers and sisters, they're learning how to serve the Lord.
所以我们有一个追求。
So we have this desire.
在这个追求的生活，我们开始大家一起来背圣经。
Our desire is let's start to memorize a verse from the Bible.
有一位主要的负责弟兄啊，他就觉得，哎呀，主啊，我在主面前起步的太晚了。
There was this brother who's in charge and prays in front of the Lord. Oh Lord, I started.
他儿女都大了，都成家了，都出去了。他就是夫妻两个人。
Him and his wife are empty nesters.
他说：“现在我跟我的妻子约定，我们每天彼此对背圣经。
”So I told my wife, "Well, every single day, let's just memorize and recite the verse to each other."
他们把哥罗西书背完了。
They memorized the Colossians.
诗篇选了好多篇背了。
They picked many psalms and started memorizing.
现在在背希伯来书。
Now they're memorizing a Hebrew.
我们弟兄告诉我，他说啊，我开始背圣经以后，我的生活不一样，我的力量不一样。
This brother said, after I started memorizing the word of the Lord, my life changed. I have more strength.
喜爱耶和华的律法。
And I find delight in the word of the Lord.
所以呢，在生命记第六章那里啊，摩西劝勉神的百姓，你们要把神的话存记在心上。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 6, Moses has told people of Israel, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有晚上睡着了，做梦，梦见呢？主用圣经向你说话。
Brothers and sisters, have you ever had a dream where the Lord spoken to you in the word of the Lord?
你有没有晚上做梦，梦见你在读圣经呢？
Have you ever had a dream where you're reading the scripture?
你不会做噩梦了。
You never have nightmares.
而且你如果晚上做梦梦见了，在读圣经，在聚会，你早上起来绝不会是精神不济啊，昏昏糊糊的，会神清气爽的。
If you were dreaming that you're in church, the next morning you wake up, you'll be fully energized.
好，我对不起，我讲一点啊。过去这十五二十年呢，我常常晚上就梦见我在读圣经，梦见主跟我说话，啊，甚至把一卷书解释给我听。
From my own personal experience, for the past 15 to 20 years,I've often dreamed that I was reading the scripture. I often dreamed the Lord has spoken to me through the scripture. And I often dreamed that the Lord has tried to explain the whole book to me.
我早上醒过来啊，一点都不累，好喜乐，好畅快。
The next morning I wake up, I don't feel tired, but I feel full of joy. I feel very happy.
这个叫做昼夜思想。
This is called meditating the word of the Lord.
真是渴慕神的话语，想要明白神的心意，想要得着主话语里面的实际，就是基督自己。你知道，这是父最喜悦的事情。
You truly want the word of the Lord. You truly want to understand, and you truly want to get the truth behind the word, which is the Lord Himself. That's what our Lord finds delight in.
所以，我想，我这一段呢，就和弟兄姊妹交通到，我们接着祷告。借着教会聚会的生活，借着家人的生活，啊，我们可以进入读圣经的祝福。
So, through our personal life, through church life, and through our prayer life, we can have prayers and can through the scripture reading to enter into our spiritual life.
特别对 DC 的弟兄姊妹，我对大家有一个深处的为你们祝福的祷告。
For our brothers and sisters in DC, I have this a prayer that's coming from the deepest of my heart.
因为在 DC 有好多年轻的家庭。
There are many young families in DC.
你们的孩子还在父母的保护、养育的底下。
Your children are still under your wing.
我盼望做弟兄的，做丈夫。
I hope for our brothers.
做爸爸的。
As a father.
能够为着全家祷告，得着妻子的扶持和赞成。
Pray for the whole family and pray for your wife's approval and support.
每天找一段时间，或者孩子上学的时候之前，或者吃早饭之前，或者是晚上吃晚饭之前。
Maybe before they go to school, before breakfast or before dinner.
做丈夫的带着全家一起读圣经。
As the husband, you should have your whole family read the scripture together.
不要去解释，也不要去讲道理，不要去命令孩子说这是主的话，不要这样说。
Don't order your kids and tell them this is the word of the Lord, and don't try to explain this scripture.
我们就是一起读，从创世纪第一章开始读起。
Let's read the scripture together, starting from Genesis chapter 1.
你知道我们中间有一个小朋友，他的爸爸前一段日子，他是一个很成功的software engineer. 前一段日子他有忧郁症。
There was this kid whose father, who's a very successful software engineer, got depression.
非常聪明的一个人，他不仅正业赚很多钱，他还做副业也赚很多钱。
Not only he makes good money, he has a side hustle.
而且他很有心想要认识。
And he really want to know the Lord.
但是他我去看他，他就跟我讲，他伯弟兄。我消化不良，我睡眠不好，我也不知道怎么跟我孩子说话。
But when I go visit him, he told me, "Brother Bor, I have indigestion. I couldn't sleep well. I don't know how to talk to my kids."
我那一天听了没有说什么，回来祷告。我后来去看他，我跟他讲，我弟兄，因为他有一个非常柔顺的妻子，我说你是一家之主。能不能带全家从创世纪开始每天读一章圣经。
So after I heard him about, I heard from him, I didn't see anything. I went home and prayed. Then I went back with him and said, brother, you know, you have such a lovely wife who listened to you. Would you be able to read one chapter of the scripture every day with your whole family?
他同意, 他就开始做了。
So he agreed and he did it.
他前不久做见证, 他说我们家生活, 我们家整个气氛不一样。
And recently he had testimony. He said, well, after we started reading scripture together, our whole atmosphere felt different.
神的同在到我们家来。
The presence of the Lord is within our family.
他现在最小的孩子都读初中了, 一直跟着我的姊妹, 从儿童班到现在青少年班。
Now, his youngest children are in middle school. Being with my wife through children's Bible study till now, middle school Bible study.
我姊妹说这个小男孩真是单纯, 真是有属灵的爱慕和悟性。
My wife has said, this little buddy, this youngest son that this brother had, is really simple-minded in the Lord and really desires the word of the Lord.
这大概是五年前, 有一次我姊妹告诉我, 这个小朋友听了挪亚的故事。
About 5 years ago, this little buddy listened to the story of Noah.
他就问Amy奶奶, 说Amy奶奶啊, 那个挪亚的方舟里面有没有带蚂蚁进去啊?
So he said, well, Grandma Amy, did Noah bring any ants to the ark?
我姊妹也没有办法回答。
So my wife couldn't answer that question.
可见呢，他主的话印在他心里面，他平时去想到这个问题了。As
you can see, the word of the Lord has really took impression in his heart, so that's why he meditated on it.
那么现在他读初中了，他会用在他的生活中了。Now
he's in middle school, and he can really start to use it in his life.
他最近受浸。Recently
he was baptized.
有，就我们就问他，你为什么要受浸？
So we asked him, why do you want to get baptized?
他说因为主听我祷告了。Because
he said, well, the Lord has answered my prayers.
那么大家就问他, 主听你怎么祷告? 他说我一个同学碰到什么难处, 为他祷告, 结果他的难处就过去了。He
said, well, one of my classmates was having some difficulties. I prayed for him, and now the difficulty is gone.
这个时候服侍的弟兄姊妹就有机会跟他讲, 你那个祷告, 你信的是在你外面的主, 但是你受浸是什么意思呢? 是把主耶稣接到你心里。他忽然明白过来。Now
the brother and sisters who's in charge of spreading the gospels and told him that, well, when you prayed, you were believing this Lord that's outside of you. When you were baptized, now you're having this Lord put it in you.
所以他再要说他要受浸祷告的时候，他就说， 主耶稣，我要与你同死， 我要你住在我的心里。那么他受浸，他真的重生了。
So all of a sudden, he understood the meaning of baptism. And when he was being baptized, his prayer was, oh, Lord, Jesus Christ, I want to die with you. I want to be reborn with you. That's how he was reborn.
弟兄姊妹们, 这就是我们向我们的儿女传福音。
Brothers and sisters, this is how we spread the gospel to our own children.
我们挂一个牌子说, 基督是我家之主, 你在读圣经的事情上面, 让基督做这个家的主, 不是爸爸来做决定。 也不是爸爸摆威严。
We put a sign up in our own home that says, the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of this house. And let our Lord be the Lord when it comes to reading the scripture. Reading scripture is not the time where Dash showed, oh, I'm the king of the house.
所以在生命记第六章里面, 神借着摩西告诉以色列百姓,
In Deuteronomy chapter 6, our Lord through Moses had told the Israelites.
我读第六节第七节。
Verse 6 and 7.
他说我今日所吩咐你的话, 都要记在心上。
And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart.
也要殷勤教训你的儿女。
Sorry, brother, I only had... chapter 6 copy down, sorry. chapter 6, verse 6 copy down. I'm sorry about that. 6.
没关系, 慢慢来。
Let me start. Chapter 6, verse 6. As these words I, which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt impress them on thy son, shall talk of them which thy says in the house.
好，谢谢你。第七节中文说也要殷勤教训你的儿女，请你翻英文。
Verse 7 it says, thou shalt impress them on your son.
这个教训儿女，他没有说有 teach 或者是 admonish，他说 impress upon your son.
This word of impress, when we think about it, is not just teaching or admonish, it's really make an impression.
好，这个是什么意思呢？你就每天做，他这个印就越来越深，越来越那个叫做神的工作。
But when you think of making an impression, you do it every day, you leave a mark on it. Day by day, the mark will get deeper and deeper.
弟兄姊妹们，不是父亲啊，一天到晚板着脸这个教训孩子啊，我们就带他读，因为你敬畏主的话，神就把敬畏的心 impress 在你儿女的心里面。
If as a father, specifically as a father, your job is not to be a dad and yell at your kids all day, but to make an impression that you love the Lord and you fear the Lord. And by doing it every day through the scripture reading, you will make an impression day by day.
我在教会中见过不少弟兄姊妹做见证，他说我所以今天会这个样子，是我小的时候父母亲给我的印象。
I've heard many testimonies through other brothers and sisters which said, because of my parents' impression every day, I am now who I am.
我讲这个我自己觉得很惭愧。
When I say it, I kind of feel embarrassed myself.
因为我孩子还在家的时候，我大概记得我只有两个早上陪他们吃早饭前读圣经。
When my kids were still living with me, I'll probably read the scripture twice with them.
因为那个时候我服侍很忙，有时候我晚上回到家都半夜一点多钟了。
During that time, my servant of the Lord has been quite busy, and oftentimes I don't get home until 1 a.m.
我的姊妹呢，早上六点钟她就出门，还有工作。
My wife has her job to do. She leaves the house at 6.
所以我两个孩子早上起来自己做早饭，自己 pack lunch， 然后呢，他们叫我起来，我送他们去学校。
So my own kids, they pack their own lunch, they eat their breakfast, they wake me up, I take them to school.
有两天我记得我起得早一点，我就在早餐桌上陪他们读圣经。
I think it was 2 mornings that I woke up a little earlier, so I read the scripture with them.
但是那个时候我也不知道怎么陪他们，我懂不懂他不懂我就生气了，我大声讲。
At that moment, I don't really know how to read the scripture with kids and ask them, do you understand this? No, we don't understand this. Oh, I got upset.
或者他我说你读错了啊，这完全不是 impress， 这是 wrong impression.
Or I correct them, tell them they read the wrong word, or this is not.
我现在问我的姊妹，我谈起来我很懊悔。她说，但是每天晚上你出去服侍，我一定带孩子读圣经。
I had conversations with my wife and saying I kind of feel regretful at not doing that.
那么妈妈是带着温柔的心。
But my wife said, I read the scripture every day, every night before they go to bed, and mom has it in her heart.
所以今天呢，我第二个建议我们每一个家庭，盼望或者今天开始或者明天，我们开一个家庭会议，我们一起有一个家庭生活，就是一起读神的话语，不要解释。等到孩子大了，可以大家一起谈论。
I hope tonight every family will have this family meeting that we'll just have a family spiritual life. We read the scripture together. Don't try to explain what word means. Just when they're getting older, they will start asking questions.
一家人一起谈论主的话语，那是最美最快乐的家庭时光。
The time that you spend to talk about the word of the Lord, that's the happiest time.
我出去服侍，都是被接待在弟兄姊妹的家里。
When I go out to serve other churches, I often stay with a family in their own home.
只有一个家庭， 他们是侍奉主的家庭。这个爸爸每个主日晚上他就把所有的服事就停下来，那是 family time。
Out of all the family you have Safeway, there's only one family that serves the Lord as well. But every Sunday, this brother will stop his work and to set up a time his family.
到了八点钟吃晚饭，他们一家人就围在他们的这个 family room 就读一段圣经。那一天他们也邀请我参加了。
So at 8 o'clock that night, they gathered in their family room and read in this passage from the Bible, and they invited me.
那时候他的两个孩子，一个初中，一个高中。
At that moment, there are two kids, one in middle school, one in high school.
我记得我们是读小先知书里面的一章。
I remember we're reading the minor prophets.
爸爸就让他读完以后，让儿子，让女儿都谈一谈，说说他们的读到了什么，有什么看法，有什么认识。
So after they finished reading the scripture, the dad opened up the floor to the kids and asked them to share a little bit of what they have read, what they thought.
因为我是客人，年纪比他们大，他们最后要我说一点，那我就跟着孩子们一起说一点。
Because I was guessing I was more advanced in age, they asked me to have a closing thoughts, and so I followed their kids' thoughts.
然后他们一起祷告。我们一起的。现在这两个年轻人都大的都快大学毕业了小的也在读大学。
Now these two young adults, one is about to graduate from college, the other is in college.
他们现在在欧洲服事。
They're serving in Europe.
欧洲在属灵上面是非常 liberal, 非常自由这个混乱的一个地方。
When you think of Europe, spiritually they're kind of dark and liberal.
但是这两位年轻人，他们会分辨，他们在那个环境里面，我去看他们，他们告诉我，我们最痛苦的课就是在学校上 religious class, 都是假的。
So when I go visit them, they have the ability to tell the difference, to tell the difference between good and evil. They told me that the hardest time they had is taking a religious class in school because they're all fake.
因为他们从小神的话语印在他们心灵的里面。
Because starting at a young age, the word of the Lord has made an impression in their heart.
弟兄姊妹，这是我想我今天提到喜爱耶和华的律法。
So today, I brought that up because we talk about finding delight in the Jehovah's law.
那么接下来我找到个人的生活习惯。
Now let's talk about our personal life and personal habits.
他说喜爱耶和华的律法和昼夜思想。
Psalm 1 verse 2, but his delight is in Jehovah's law, and in his law does he meditate day and night.
这个思想在英文里面被翻译叫做 meditate, 我们讲的是默想神的话语。
The word is meditate, they use it this time.
我的女儿在她读大学的时候，有一次在车上她就问我，她说爸爸，什么叫做 meditate God's word?
So my daughter, when she was in college, she asked me the one question when we were driving somewhere. She said, Dad, what is the meaning of meditating the word of God?
那一天她问我的时候，我心里非常的欢喜，我也很惶恐。
When I heard her question, I was full of joy, but I was quite nervous.
为什么呢？欢喜是我的女儿开始对主的话语认真了。
The reason I was so happy because I realized my daughter started taking serious of the word of the Lord.
另外一面呢，惶恐就是我怕我自己在这个点上不够资格教导她。
The one I was nervous is that I thought I was afraid that I couldn't teach her on the word of the Lord.
如果要学习默想神的话语，
If you want to learn how to meditate on the word of the Lord,
我快快的讲每一个神的儿女。个别的每天早上要去死马拿
If you want to know how to meditate the word of the Lord, brothers and sisters, every single morning you should get out and pick manna. Collect manna.
按着自己的饭量去拾取你要吃的那个玛拿。
According to your own desire to pick out your manna.
神将他的话语当作属灵的粮食赐给我们。
So our Lord has given his word as the spiritual food to us.
我们每天呢都要到神的面前去收取自己当天要用的份。
So we have to go in front of our Lord and collect our share for that day.
好，这一段的经文呢是记载在出埃及记第十六章。
These group of verses are in Exodus chapter 16.
好，我们今天不是要到外面野外去拾物质的玛拿，而是我们每天早上呢有一段借着主的话语来亲近主的生活。
So in today, where there's no desire, there's no need for us to go out of the wilderness and pick out the physical manna, but now we need to do the spiritual manna, pick out our spiritual manna.
那么这一段时间不一定要很长。
It doesn't have to be a really long time.
如果弟兄姊妹你有多的时间那非常好，但是如果你时间很紧，你有十分钟到十五分钟，但是一定要是 quality time, 哈。
Perhaps you're kind of in a morning rush every day. 10 to 15 minutes is good, but it has to be quality time.
我们不是要读很多，也不是要去明白这一段在讲什么，或者去记这一段是什么，不需要。
The moment that this 10 to 15 minutes, you don't have to use it to memorize the verse or to understand the verse fully.
我们用心到主耶稣面前。
But we bring our heart to our Lord Jesus Christ.
每天上着我的次序，一段一段的读下去。
Read the scripture accordingly.
读到有感动的地方就停下。
When you have read some places that you feel you're moved by the Spirit, stop.
我不晓得在东岸有没有 You Pick Farm, 就是你可以自己去摘果汁的这个 orchard。
有。Yeah, yeah. Brother Bo was asking whether we have your you pick yourself farm. You can pick your own fruit.
你早上拾玛拿的时候，就好像你到那个果园去，你看到这个果子，你心里面很喜欢，想吃，你就把它摘下。
This collection of manna in the morning. It's like you go to an orchard. You look at this fruit. You're like, oh, I want like this fruit. I'll pick it out. I'll eat myself.
我们这边西岸的规矩是，你在那里摘下来，你想吃是不用付钱的。
The rules in the West Coast is if you go to an orchard, you pick out the fruit, you eat it in the orchard, you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, 只有你带走的才要付钱。
You only pay for what you bring out of the orchard.
弟兄姊妹们，我们早上拾玛拿就是这样，你读一段圣经，这一段呢，忽然好像主放在你心里面，你不一定明白它，但是你就把它拾起来，把它放在心里面，就祷告，说主，今天你告诉我这句话，我谢谢你。
Collecting manna is like that. You read the scripture. If you are moved by it, you keep that in your heart and you praise the Lord and say, Lord, praise you because you let me remember this verse.
你为此感谢并且把那句话告诉主，主啊，你是这么说的吗？
You praise the Lord and also you bring the word back to the Lord and say, Lord, did you see this?
弟兄姊妹们，这个叫做拾玛拿。
Brother, sister, this is called collecting manna.
这一天你有空的时候就求主说，主啊，把我早上吃那个玛拿呢让我想起来，我要在你面前再祷告再交通。
So throughout the day when you have time you pray to the Lord and say, Lord, let me remember the manna that I picked out today and let me start to think about this word.
这就是以色列人在西乃的旷野每天早上太阳没有出来以前就去拾玛拿放在罐子里面。
This is how the Israelites were doing. Before the sun rises, they would go out and pick out the manna and put it in the jar.
这个罐子就是你的心，就是我的心。
This jar, this vessel, it's like our heart.
我要讲一个我最近的一个经历。
I'm going to share my recent testimony.
最近这几个月呢，我一直在反复的读《生命记》。
In the past couple of months, I've been reading again and again the book of Deuteronomy.
我读完一遍，我祷告主，主说再回去第一章读起。
I read, when I finish reading one time, I go to pray, and Lord said, go back to chapter one.
那每一次读都有新的领会，拾到新的玛拿。
Every time I read Deuteronomy, I pick up new manna.
有一天，大概是差不多两个月前。
About 2 months ago, one day.
我读到《生命记》第十四章第一节到第二节。
I was reading Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 1 and 2.
他说：“你们是耶和华你们神的儿女。”不可为死人化身，用刀化身，也不可将额上剃光。
Ye are sons in Jehovah, your God. You shall not cut yourself, nor make any boldness between your eyes and for dead person.
第二节说，因为你归耶和华你神为圣洁的名，耶和华从地上的万民中拣选你做特做自己的子。
For thou art a holy people unto Jehovah the God, and thee has Jehovah chosen for a people of possession unto himself, out of all peoples that are upon the face of the earth.
不知道为什么，这些我读过好多遍了，那一天，这两节圣经呢，就进到我心里面。
So I've read these two verses many times, but all of a sudden that day, that two verses went into my heart.
我讲主啊，为死人用刀化身，表示自己太难过，哀伤到一个地步，伤害自己。
Cutting yourself for a dead person really means you're really, really sad.
那么额上剃光了，表示我把自己归给主，那个心智没有了。
Shaving your head means you no longer desire to be one with the Lord.
To consecrate yourself to the
reconsecrate.
Yeah, 弟兄姊妹，我那天思想，我说主，你教导我这个，我感谢你。但是我还特别跟我姊妹讲，不知道为什么这两天呢，主就一直对我说这两节圣经，我们是归耶和华，是圣洁的。是特做神的儿女，神的子民的。
And I even shared it with my wife and said, well, for some reason, the Lord kept reminding me these two verses. And because, you know, we're holy unto the Jehovah that God, and they has Jehovah chosen for people to possess him unto himself. What does that mean?
我就把这两句话放在心里面，反复的思想和祷告。
So for me, I meditated on these two words day and night and prayed day and night.
大概在三个礼拜以前。
About 3 weeks ago.
好，有一位弟兄啊，是去年前年我们在晚上传福音，他得救了，很好，非常爱主。
There was this brother, you know, we accepted the Lord during some night we were spreading the gospel.
他就告诉我说，他说他们一起受浸的另外一对夫妻啊，最近很低沉。
He told me that, well, there was this couple that was baptized with me at the same night, and they were kind of in a slump.
那我就心里啊有负担，我想在 Zoom 上面去看望他，因为他们在远东很远。
So I was burdened by that, so I scheduled a Zoom meeting with them.
好，那么当我们在 Zoom meeting 看望的时候，我才知道这位姊妹的父亲在一个月前过世了。
During the Zoom call, I found out the sister's father passed away about a month ago.
这个姊妹呢，就非常非常的自责。
So that sister blamed herself unstoppable.
因为他已经买好飞机票要回去看他的爸爸，结果没想到他爸爸在他成行前的两天就走了。
Because she has bought airplane tickets to go see her father, but 2 days before the trip happened, her father passed away.
他从那一天开始，他也哭不出来，但是他就闷在心里面。他的弟兄啊，他丈夫就很害怕他会 自己身子搞坏了。
She couldn't cry out to grief, and she don't know what how to do. And her husband was quite worried that she's going to hurt herself.
那一天我们一开始交通，这姊妹都不愿意露面。
When we started the fellowship, the sister did not want to show up.
我听她的丈夫啊，她的弟兄跟她讲，没关系的，你就放声哭一场吧。她也没有办法。
And I heard her husband said, well, just let it go, let it out, just have a good howl.
那天我在主面前默默祷告，主再把生命记第十四章第一第二节给我。
At that day, I prayed in front of our Lord. Our Lord had given me back these two verses.
我就念给我们弟兄姊妹听，解释给他们听。
And I read these two verses to our brothers and sisters.
这姊妹呢，她露面，她就放声大哭。
Our sister showed up and started crying loud.
哭完心里得安慰。
After crying, she found peace.
主的同在恢复在那个家中。
The presence of the Lord has been restored.
弟兄姊妹们，神爱你每天早上拾取的玛拿，不仅供应自己，很可能主就用这个帮助周围的人。
Our Lord loves you. The manna that you collected during that day, you don't know who's going to help. Maybe yourself, maybe others.
你拾取来了这个话语。
You picked up that word.
存在心里面。
You have impressed in your own heart.
我的习惯是我有一个本子，我拾到的玛拿，我就把它抄在那个本子上，随时拿出来，借着这个祷告。
I have this notebook that with me. I write down the manna that I collected, and oftentimes I pray with the word that I
collected. 我有一些读生活的笔记啊，有一本笔记叫做 Pebbles， 叫做小石头。
So I keep notes as I go on. I have this notebook called Pebbles.
这个小石头就是大卫在溪中选的那几块光滑的小石头，五块光滑的小石头。
The pebbles are like what David has picked out from the brooks, these smooth rocks.
还有一些本子啊，叫做 manna.
I have a book also called manna.
每天早上如果主给我这句话，我不要去搞全篇文章，就这句话，主啊，你给我，我把它抄下。
If I don't have to write down the whole passage, maybe just a certain words, I'll write it down. That's the word that the Lord has given me.
因为抄下来了。我在平时生活中一有空，就把自己的心转到主耶稣，转到父神的跟前。
Because I was able to write it down, and every day when I have a chance, I will bring that back to our Lord.
这个转过去是有一个目的的。
When I give it back to our Lord, there's a purpose.
就是把这个主啊，你给我今天的那一句话，要成为我生活生命里面的一部分。
Because I want that to tell the Lord, Lord, the word that you have given me, the manna you haven't given me, will be part of my life today.
我要经历它。
I want to experience it.
这个叫做默想。
That is meditation.
如果我们不会这一个点，没有这种的目的心愿，主的话，我只想去解释它，弟兄姊妹，那不是默想。
If we don't have the desire to live our Lord, experience the word of our Lord,And we just want to explain it. That's not meditation.
默想是你罐子里面有玛拿了，现在我肚子饿了，我要吃食物，细细的把它咬碎、吞咽，然后消化在我的里面呢，变成我自己的生命。
Experience the word of the Lord. It's like you collect the manna in the jar, you pick it out, you take a bite, you chew it carefully, you swallow, you digest, and you internalize the word of the Lord.
对了。我们把它 indigest and 不是 indigest 是 ingestion、
ingestion
然后呢 internalize 变成我的一部分。
When you have the word of the Lord, you ingest into yourself and have the word become part of you, internalize.
然后我们怎么默想神的话呢？
How do we meditate on the word of the Lord?
刚才我已经提到一些做法啊，可能弟兄姊妹你会有个人自己的方式，把自己降服给神。每次要读主的话， 就说主，我承认我不会读，我要降服在你面前。
I have shared with you how you should meditate, but you really should surrender yourself completely to the Lord. And when you say, Lord, I don't know how to read the word.
借着主的话语来操练神的同在。
Through the word of the Lord, you practice, you exercise the presence of the Lord.
Yes. 你知道这个叫做 exercise the presence of God by meditating his word.啊，这个是你会发现主的同在会越来越浓厚，越来越真实。
Through practicing the presence of the Lord through meditation, you can feel the presence of the Lord is getting stronger and thicker.
当我们这样降服，拿起主的话来的时候，好像主就在我的面前。
When we surrender ourselves and when we be with our Lord and when we pick up the word of the Lord, we can feel that the Lord is in front of us.
这个叫做与主交通，因为他向我说话，那么我把我的感觉也发表给他，这个叫做交通，有来有往，有往的。
This is called fellowship with the Lord because you have shared your emotion to the Lord and the Lord has given back to you. You give something, the Lord gave you back.
弟兄姊妹，这种的生活啊，我们要感谢神，神的话语带我进入他的同在处。
This type of life, we should really praise the Lord because the Lord has brought us into Him.
主的话语带我进入与他的交通处。
The Lord's word has brought us into the fellowship with Him.
有了这样的里面的经历和实际哈，我们才安静的思想、回味、咀嚼神。
Because of the presence of the Lord, that we have feel the realness of our Lord, now we can really go back and chew and digest the Lord of our the word of the Lord.
这个 meditation 哈 meditate 哈有的时候啊被称作这个叫做 quiet pondering. 我把它翻成中文叫做沉思。
Oftentimes when we say we meditate on the word of the Lord, we call them quiet pondering.
他不讲话，但是他的心思意念，整个灵都在神的面前。
This person or you don't say a word, but your wholeness, your completeness, and yourself is within the Lord.
我做一个比方哈，我们的理智，就是我们读圣经一定要用头脑，对不对？一定要用我们的 intellect。
When we read the scripture, we have to use our intellect.
我们的 intellect 呢，好像一个非常 skillful, 很 diligent 的一个 chef.
Our intellect is like a chef who's very diligent and skillful.
那我们读圣经的时候，就是安静的、努力的，让 chef 去收集这个食材，预备食物。
When we read the scripture, it's like the chef collecting.Using his skills to pick out the materials for cooking.
那这时候如果有看到好的，我们就把它摘下来放在心里面。
If you see something good, pick it out and put it in your heart.
那我们的沉思像什么呢？我们的这个默想像什么呢？
So what is our meditate like?
就是我们的心呢，好像享受那个厨师做的美味的人一样。
Our heart is this meditation is like the moment we're enjoying the good meal that's prepped by the chef.
你把那个写在笔记本上的放在心里面的话语拿出来祷告。
This few words I've written down on a notebook, and now bring it out.
在品尝主话里面的滋味。
You're tasting the flavor of the word of the Lord.
吃进去，在嘴巴里面细细的尝它的甘甜，它的美妙。
You're biting into it, you're enjoying the flavor, the sweet flavor that the Lord, the word of the Lord is.
那个，我们有这样的操练，有这样的生活。
We have this type of exercise and this type of life.
就是把神的话深藏在自己的心中。
It's to make an impression in the deepest part of our heart.
通过自己的思想、记忆和领会。
Through our own understanding, memorization, and...
并且在与神交通的时候呢，相信呢，圣灵就一定把神的话、他的意义和他的能力启示在我的生命。
through the fellowship we have with our Lord, and we truly believe that the Lord will reveal his power and ability and love to us through his word.
弟兄姊妹，我希望我讲的很实际，这是操练的步骤啊。那么最后呢，你发现我们如果有这样实行默想神的话，
Brother, sister, that's how you really should practice. This is the real action. But when you start to do it,
主的话会引我们进入祷告的。
Some word will lead you into prayer.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹，你有这个经历，在聚会中啊，我们闭上眼睛，主把他的话说在心里面，你祷告出来，圣灵的同在就显出来。
Some days when you're in church and we were just sitting there quietly, and the Lord has put His word into you, and when you through prayers, you can express the word of the Lord.
为什么呢？主的话提供了我们向神祷告的材料。
Because the word of the Lord has supplied the material that we can pray.
也成为我们祷告里面的内容。
It's allowed us to become the content of our prayers.
我们可以把从神话语里面所领受、所看见的到主面前来，确定的告诉主，说主啊，使它成为实际。
Because we can bring what we have collected ourselves back to our Lord to make sure that this is really coming from the Lord and make that become reality.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道圣经里面有很多圣徒们的祷告是一字不漏的记载下来的。
We know in the Bibles, in certain prayers of certain saints are written down word by word.
我想这些祷告记下来啊，都告诉我们说这些人是与神交通的，他们熟悉神的话。
Because their prayers were written down so diligently, we really believe that these people really had a true fellowship with the Lord.
好，我想呢，我的时间我只能交通这第一本来我要讲到神的话与我们道路啊，行事为人，今天我就不讲了。
I couldn't.Because of time, I want to stop here. I couldn't talk about the second part, which is the walk.
实际上我给出境的这个纲要也只到刚才我停的地方。那么接下来呢，在两个聚会中的弟兄姊妹要求我要交通一点我们每一次第二次的这个交通聚会的一些原则。
So our, per our brothers and sisters in the DC area, they want me to share the principles of the next meeting.
因为在前面我们将近会有半年的时间，每一周这样相见。
Because we will be meeting every single week in the first half.
每次的单数周就像今天这样啊，第一次、第三次是我把一些主的话语和大家分享。
In odd weeks, odd number of weeks, first week, third week, it's me sharing.
那么每次的双数周、偶数周和 even weeks 啊，我们就弟兄姊妹分组的交通。
In even number of weeks, as brothers and sisters in breaking into small groups.
我盼望每一次交通啊，我们的题目和范围都是以我们前一周所交通的话语为题目和范围。
I hope that during small group discussions, our topic will be based on what we have shared so far.
那么我们每一个弟兄姊妹都可以把自己在主面前的领受、学习或问题在交通聚会中发表出来。
So through this small group discussions, I hope every single brother and sister can share their own thoughts and comprehensions and their questions.
所以要分几个点简单的和弟兄姊妹讲到这个交通聚会的原则，好叫我们大家一起来操练和学习。
So let's have some basic rules on how to have this fellowship discussion.
第一个原则我们要在主面前预备自己。
Number one, we should prepare ourselves in front of our Lord.
怎么预备自己呢？学会放下自己。
How do you prepare yourself? You need to surrender yourself.
好，先这样讲 ，let go of ourselves.
Let go yourself.
然后这个 let go 就是不要太在乎自己说的好不好，说的动听不动听，不要这个意思。
This let go here really means don't pay attention to how good you can were certain things and how beautiful your words are.
我们学习要轻看自己，没有关系的。
We're learning to look lightly of ourselves.
Yeah, belittle ourselves. 我们做一个小孩子没关系，小孩子说错说的好坏，没有人会，反而父神会非常喜乐的。
Think as a child who speaks their mind, and our Lord desires that.
有的人啊，讲的时候很紧张，讲完了以后啊，又觉得自己讲的不好啊，这个是很痛苦的事情。
Some of us may have maybe nervous about when we speak and feel regretful after we share our thoughts.
我讲这些啊，因为我自己都有这些毛病。
I say this because I suffer from it.
经过了好多年的学习啊，我学习放下自己，轻看自己。
Through years of practice and learning, I learned how to let go of myself and how to belittle myself.
不要在乎自己。
Don't care about yourself so much.
甚至不要想自己。
Don't even think about yourself.
想自己就是我表现的好不好啊，我今天这句话说的对不对啊，有多少人受感动啊，这些都是想自己。
What's the sign of thinking about yourself? When you speak, you think about, oh, am I putting out a lot of good words, big words? Are people being moved, people crying? I mean, that's thinking about yourself.
即便讲完了就说，哎呀，我那句话忘记讲了，这些都要放下，这些太小的事情。
Don't just forget about the details. If you say, oh, I forgot to say something, don't just let it go. Forget about it.
我看见很多弟兄姊妹啊，交通完以后比交通前更难受。
I've seen brothers and sisters feel is more embarrassed after they share the thought.
我们不要这样子，这个太小的事情。我们都是一家人啊，我们越表现越真诚，圣灵就越做工。
Brothers and sisters, we're a family. We're part of the family. Don't mind yourself so much. As the more sincere we get, the more work the Holy Spirit will do.
那么第二个点啊。要在祷告中，在主面前好好的预备。
The second point is in prayers, you should prepare yourself.
这个预备啊，就是我们对于这一次交通的主题，哪一个点是我要讲的，我就好好的预备。
So in this discussion that in fellowship you're going to have with other brothers and sisters, if you figure out there's a point you want to talk, then prepare on.
比如说，我有五分钟到八分钟的时间。我要知道自己在这几分钟里面要讲什么。
If you have 5 to 8 minutes to share, you know what to share. You must know what to share.
有主题。
There's a topic.
有范围。
Oh, sorry. There's a theme and there's an area.
Yeah, 然后呢，有中心的思想，有我想要表达的意思，能说出来就好。
There is a main theme that throughout your discussion, you must be able to express it.
那么说的时候，第三个点啊，说的时候。
As you go on speaking.
不要这个来开场白。
No monologues in the beginning.
不要。
Small talk, no small talk.
不要呀，不要这个 big introduction 啊，就直接的、简洁的就说，我今天要交通什么，我的问题是什么。然后就讲内容就好。
Just go right ahead into the topic. This is the topic. This is my question.
告诉弟兄姊妹，我今天是要讲什么？我要问的是什么
？Share with brothers and sisters what you want to discuss and what you want to talk about.
如果可能的话，我的见证我要用要点啊，第一、第二、第三，弟兄姊妹就可以 follow 很清楚。
If possible, itemize your testimony so brothers and sisters can follow easily.
我们理出条理啊，用要点，我就讲三个点，讲完了，你就不会后悔说，哎呀，这个点我讲太长了，那个点就没时间讲了，这样不太好。
Just make sure you have some key points, and after you follow your key points, you can able to cover all bases, and so you won't have any regrets.
Yeah, 有了要点啊，那内容我相信圣灵会给我。
When you have key points, contents will be given by the Holy Spirit.
最后一个点啊，是技术上面的，我们稍微注意善用时间。
Be mindful of other people's time.
不要太细。
You don't have to get into the nitty gritty.
不要跑题。
Don't go off topic.
对。不要岔开来绕出去讲个故事结果忘记自己要讲什么了。
Don't tell us a great story, but you forgot your main point.
还有现在家里比较好。我们对着麦克风声音都应该很清楚。
Because we're at home, we speak through a microphone so you can hear each other.
我们留意自己说话的音量。
Be mindful of your volume.
还有说话的速度和态度。
Speed and the way you talk to people.
我们说话的灵哈能够尽可能的谦卑恭敬。
The way you speak, the manner you speak should be humble and to be respectful.
活在膏油的里面。
To soak yourself, to lift yourself in the ointment.
Yeah, 避免了我们有过度的个人情绪，太激昂或者太畏缩都不太好。
Avoid personal attitude. Try to express yourself. Don't be timid.
我们在讲的时候能够留意弟兄姊妹的反应。
Also pay attention to other brothers and sisters' reaction.
因为主的灵是顺服我们说话的这个人的。
Because the Spirit of our Lord obeys the Spirit of us speaking.
Yeah, 这保罗讲先知的灵是顺服先知的。
Because Paul has said the spirit of the prophets are obeying other spirits.
Yeah, 所以这样子，我相信主会把丰富的交通啊赏赐给大家。
If you follow this principle, I believe the Lord will give us abundant fellowship.
好，今天晚上我的分享就这么多，好不好？
I'm going to stop my